Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 312, I see all things as I would have them be. This lesson is very literal. Everything that we see is exactly as we would have it be. If you think about this, that everything you see with your eyes and feel with your senses is actually reporting to you the judgment that you have already made. If you look out on a challenging and chaotic world that seems to impose itself on you, then you have already formed a judgment, and that judgment is against yourself. If you look out upon a peaceful and happy world that is smooth and easy, it means you have already formed a judgment that you are worthy of God's love, that you have already accepted your true identity. Today, let us remember that what we see and what we feel is actually reporting to us the judgment we have already made. Today, you can ask yourself, are you judging yourself? Are you seeing yourself as less than whole or unworthy? If you hold these judgments, you will create, or as the Course calls it, you will miscreate. You will cause situations to occur, not in truth, but yet in the dream that we walk in. You will cause situations to occur that seem to be very unpleasant and uncomfortable. But it's all coming from a judgment that you have already made. Today, let us turn over all judgments. In the second paragraph of this lesson, it says, I have no purpose for today except to look upon a liberated world, set free from all the judgments I have made. Father, this is your will for me today, and therefore it must be my goal as well. Today I choose to be free of all judgments. I choose to accept my true identity as God has already defined the truth of who I am. I release my judgments, and I offer forgiveness in the place of all my grievances, that I may know the abundance and the greatness of His love and resources and everything that He has for me. I see all things as I would have them be.